Griff, your takeaway from the Georgia-Alabama game.
Georgia can't win a championship with Stetson Bennett, the quarterback. You outscore Alabama to win. Georgia's not going to outscore him with Stetson. You know, he's a really good quarterback. Beat Alabama, Auburn, does what he does really well. But when you play Alabama, you better bring both guns, man. You better bring it, because when you've got an offense like that, healthy offense like that, this is 2018 all over again for Alabama, though. You know, I'm watching Clemson beat somebody 73-7 or whatever. I'm thinking, you know what, half those starters probably aren't even in the game. Alabama's got to play six more SEC games and watch the SEC just beat the hell out of each other while Clemson plays half a football game with their starters and coasts into the playoffs. It's going to be 2018 all over again. Alabama would have beat Clemson in the regular season by 3 touchdowns in 2018. But by the time they played him in the national championship game, not the same team. I think the same thing's going to happen this year.
Mike Griffith with us. Now back to the quarterback situation at Georgia. Is there an alternative that they could use right now that would be better that you see?
Well, you think so. You know, Kirby kind of keeps everybody in the dark on his quarterbacks. You know, Kirby and the quarterbacks thing is starting to get out of control now. I'm telling you. I know some people thought it got out of control with Justin Fields, but, you know, they weren't in practice and they didn't hear what other guys were saying. You know, but now I get Newman leaving. You know, you brought in JT Daniels. And Daniels, he's big time. You know, he can fly the jet. This guy's good. Now, people are tired of hearing it. People are tired of hearing me say how good JT Daniels is. They go, oh, look at his statistics from USC. Okay, he had 3 play callers, a horrible offensive line, and they missed snaps like 3 to 5 times a game. And the kid still threw for 300 yards in 3 games. All I can say is if this guy's healthy, I think he's a difference maker. And he took the knee brace off before the Tennessee game. I think that was his way of maybe telling the coaches he was ready. Yeah, but it's up to Kirby. I mean, Kirby likes Stetson Bennett a lot. He likes Stetson Bennett a lot. Has a lot of faith in Stetson Bennett. You know, the kid has waited his turn. He's done everything that's asked of him. You know, he made a couple bad throws. It's just that when you play for championships, and this is where I think Georgia fans, you know, have to change the mindset a little bit. There's no margin for error. I've said this before. When you're building a championship program, you know, if you're in a weight loss contest with Nick Saban, he's dieting 7 days a week, all right? You can't diet 5 days and still have your weekends in Jacksonville every other year on the road when it should be a home game, right? You can't just miss or just be a little bit off or have that great story of a third-string quarterback who's playing now because of injuries and luck. You've got to be running full tilt because that Alabama machine is built for championships. And they don't take days off, and they don't make exceptions. They're not going to New Orleans to play LSU every other year because they want to party on Bourbon Street. You know, they're serious about it, man. And George and Kirby Smart serious about it. But he needs to figure out this offense thing, and he needs to play the best players.
Mike Griffith with us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. Is the only alternative JT Daniels?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as running this offense, yeah. As far as running pro-style air raid principles, yes. You know, Dwan Mathis is technically a redshirt freshman, but, you know, the guy had brain surgery a year and a half ago, okay? He barely got back on the field. He was running scout team last November, and then he didn't have spring. So he's still learning the quarterback position. You know, everybody likes to think you can just come right out of high school and play quarterback. You know what? And in some systems you can. You know, where you clap your hands and look to the sideline and they call the play for you, right? But that's not, you know, Georgia plays pro style, right? They want their quarterback to manage the game. They want to prepare quarterbacks for the game. People say, how come all these quarterbacks go to Georgia? Because they play a pro style system. It gets you to the NFL when you learn how to play quarterback. Jake Fromm was a 5th-round draft pick. I think we'd all agree he didn't have the strongest arm, but wasn't the best athlete. But you know what? He could run an offense. You know, Eason came to Georgia to play at a pro-style offense. Michigan State ran a pro-style offense. Has a lot of guys in the NFL, right? 3 or 4 quarterbacks. So there is a value to playing that pro-style offense. And you can win playing a pro-style offense, by the way. So I think if you're going to keep this offense, this pro-style offense with some air raid principles, you need a guy that can fly the jet. And there's two guys that can do that right now, and that's Stetson Bennett and JT Daniels.
Tell you what, they're developing some offense. For example, with new players like Jermaine Burton, he's impressive, and he's making more and more plays as we watch him.
Well, when you throw him the ball 11 times, you need to catch more than four. Okay, he had 11 targets. He caught four passes. Devontae Smith had 13 targets for Alabama. Jalen Waddle had seven. You know, the key that Alabama does really well is they get the ball to their best players. Number one, I'm not sure that Georgia's identified their best players based on the fact that Kendall Milton is not getting more carries in the backfield than anybody. He should be. He's a better runner than Zamir White. I don't know. The optics are just – anybody can see this. You don't have to be a football expert to say, wow, that number 22 looks like he's a better running back. Yeah, well, he is, okay? And Kenny McIntosh is more explosive too. So Georgia's got to figure some things out about itself. You know, if they want to be loyal to their older players, that's great. But – you know, if you want to win games, you better get your best guys on the field. And if they're not ready, then get them ready. It's not an excuse anymore. All right? It used to be, well, you know, the freshmen are not ready. Well, then get the freshmen ready. It's not like these guys aren't getting coached up. You know, there was a time and an era when high school players, you know, really didn't have a clue. But that time is over. There's camps. There's clinics. There's videos. Kids are more prepared than ever. In many positions for the college game. The thing you can't replicate, of course, is the speed. And obviously, as I said, some of the complexities of a pro-style offense, specifically at quarterback or in Kirby's defense, maybe at safety. It takes a little while to get the nuances. But, you know, you're telling me your running back's not ready? Really? Is that what you're telling me? You're telling me your wide receiver's not ready? I mean, it looks like he's ready. He threw him ball 11 times. I just think Georgia's offense has got to decide who they are. They've got an identity crisis, and they need to solve it this week.
Your thoughts on what appeared to be a Tennessee collapse against Kentucky?
You know, you just wonder where the locker room's at right now. How do you go from being up on Georgia at halftime to not showing up for Kentucky at home? And you got Alabama this week. And you're firing a coach midseason. You know, those are typically not good signs. So, yeah, you just wonder where the locker room's at right now. You know, managing a football team's tough. You know, let's be honest. I think there were some people that suspected during the Tennessee winning streak that they were whistling by the graveyard, and maybe they really weren't as good as an 8-game win streak would indicate. I still think they deserve credit for that. I still think you got to show up and play. I still think you give Tennessee credit for executing the comeback against Indiana, you know, but it's where we are now, right? It's like, okay, here we are. We're 3 years into Jeremy Pruitt's tenure, 3 years in. And I think about half the starting lineup were signees from the previous coaching staff, half of them, half the starting lineup. So you need to get more of your guys in there by year three. You need to have a culture created by year three. That's plenty of time. You know, let's stop blaming the last head coach, right? It's kind of silly at this point. You're 3 years in. You are what you are at this point. This is your culture, okay? I mean, it's where you're at. So it's not ideal. It's not like you can't come back from it. But you got Alabama this week, and this is the kind of game where if those kids don't show up, they could get really embarrassed, really embarrassed. So they better show up or they'll really embarrass themselves.
You're right. It's very odd. And again, I'm not there every day, but it seems odd. The appearance is odd that you come off a game where you have offensive issues. You got issues other areas too, but mainly offensively. And you fire the defensive line coach, who is a new coach, first-year coach there.
It didn't have anything to do with what was going on in the field. That's an in-house issue. That's something happened in the locker. That's not because of the defensive line's performance. That's an in-house issue. That's the chemistry we were talking about. That's the red flag. That's a problem.
Right. It makes no sense other than something we don't know about. But
well, I mean, it's one of those things you probably won't know about. You know, who knows, though, today's message boards and, you know, but players are talking and stuff like that. I mean, that's why you look at Tennessee and wonder what's going to happen, because there's people talking and that's, you know, and it happens fast. I mean, you know, hey, 3 years ago, Tennessee didn't win an SEC game. But you know what? 4 years ago, they were ranked in the top 10. So things happen fast.
Griff, always good, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it.
There you go. Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation joins us every Tuesday right here.